Welcome back here on KJAN, getting an opportunity now to speak with the new head coach of the CAM football program, Barry Bauer. Coach, thanks for giving us some time.
Well, it's truly an honor, and I'm very blessed and humbled to accept this position that was given to me, and I just appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, certainly congratulations on getting the post, and I know you've worked with the team here the past few seasons since you've come into the district. When Coach Woolham announced that he would be stepping away, was it immediately something you wanted to pursue?
Well, it was kind of one of those tricky situations because number one was, even though you're an assistant football coach on his staff, you were also an administrator inside the district, so you kind of got your hands full, being a principal at the elementary school here. But I think once you step away from a head coaching role, you always have that itch maybe to get back into it. And I think the love of the game and the passion that I have for the game, the spirit that I have for it is, it's unmatched. Because I think once you have that in your blood, and this was always instilled to me as a young kid, that you've always had a fight for something. And being the stature that I am, and people that know Barry Bauer understand what I'm talking about here, with the stature that I've had, you've always had to fight for something because people don't believe in you. And I think that's what's always driven me to be, whether you want to lead young people or whether you want to motivate young people to do what they want, because they always have that goal in mind that they can always achieve something. Well, this is the case. And that's why I kind of said at the very beginning, Chris, that, I am truly humbled and honored by this experience because, number one, as I played here, under Coach Downer back in the 90s, I've got a chance to be an assistant coach. I moved my family back here. This is a great place, and there's no other place I'd rather be at this moment in time, and it's truly, truly an honorable experience for me.
Well, obviously, the school board making the approval on Monday night means that you were able to find a way to get it done. Was the district, cooperative and helpful there from the beginning when you expressed interest?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's one of those things to where, I'm very fortunate to work with the administrators that we have in this school district. I'm very fortunate to work under our superintendent, Paul Cron. They have been nothing but supportive and things like that. And I think that's where our working relationship is probably unmatched, because we will all kind of, come together for the common good of our school district. And that's what we're all about. But our number one goal, Chris, is to serve kids. And whether it's in the capacity of being an administrator, a teacher, a coach, a para, a parent, you name it. Anytime that you can affect changing kids, anytime that you can lead and be responsible for kids, I think it's always going to be a great thing. So your days of coaching is never nonstop. And I think that's where it gets to that point is, Mike Prefer, who used to be the special teams coordinator for the Browns and then also the Minnesota Vikings, told me one time in a private meeting, he goes, you know what, Barry? He goes, teaching is coaching and coaching is teaching. And I think that's what you have to live by when you're in the educational profession day in and day out. And that's what you try to do when I come to work every single day is you coach, you teach, you coach. And that's what we're going to try to teach kids in this district.
Well, and as you mentioned, once you've done it before, you kind of have the itch to get back doing it again. You spent some time as the head football coach there at the Red Oak School District and had other duties with the district there as well before heading to CAM. How was that experience for you? And obviously that's, given you the drive to want to do it again.
Well, I think every experience is unique in its own way. And I think I've always taken the philosophy that the good Lord puts you in these spots for reasons, and to leave for reasons. And it was just a stepping stone to get back home closer to my family, being the likes of Arizona for 10 years, all the way to Minnesota, to Durant on the eastern part of Iowa, coaching college at Buena Vista to, coming back to Southwest Iowa to Red Oak and now finally at home CAM. There's always a reason for these stops. And you got to believe in those reasons. And I think those experiences that I had in Red Oak will lead me to experiences that I can further gain here at camp. And I think that you never, ever lose sight of what was in the past, because it's always brought you to what's going to happen in the future and what's taking place right now in the present.
Well, and of course, having that connection there personally, playing for the program, and I guess when we talked here beforehand, right when it became the Cam Cougars as well, when you started your playing days at the high school level, certainly brings a little bit of a special connection all the way back around in circle.
Well, Coach Downer, my head football coach in high school, was a very special influence in my life, and I think that is what's driven me to be humbled and experienced to where, he was the leader of this program from the start. And now all of a sudden being able to follow under the tutelage of Joe Woolham to Coach Downer, and now being able to lead the program is, I think you understand how much this means to me. I got a text from a past player that I played with that was a year younger than I was this morning. And, after I read it, I got very, very emotional. And I think that's where it gets to that point, is not only are you representing your own family, but you're representing the family of the Camp Community School District. From the past, clear back in the day, and that's where I really feel proud, because number one is you're bringing communities together to where, even before Camp it was, you talk about Anita Spartans, you talk about the C&M Rockets, and then all of a sudden you're joining together as the Camp Cougars that I was fortunate enough to play with. And now all of a sudden you're leading that program, and you're leading a group of men that are ready to go into battle day in and day out, is truly an honor. And I think people need to understand what it is to be a leader in that capacity, because, everybody's watched the documentaries. I mean, winning has a price, but so does leadership. And I think that's where it comes to that driven factor that we all have as coaches, and that competitive edge. Coach Downer set a standard. Coach Woolham set a standard. That is when I played, when I coached, and that's what I'm going to try to do, is I'm going to try to live up to the standards that they have set. And that's what I've always tried to do. That's that competitive edge. That's the proving of people wrong. He won't ever, amount to anything. Well, that's where you got to prove them wrong. And that's what I want to instill in our kids, to say, it doesn't matter. We're going to be relentless in our pursuit of being excellent every single day.
Yeah, and obviously both of those guys had their share of success and certainly had an impact on a lot of people. Programs had some success, obviously, here recently as well. Great season last year, getting just one step away from heading on to the Dome. I guess what kind of mindset are you bringing to the program? What maybe tweaks are you bringing that's going to be a little bit more Coach Bauer style?
Well, I think some of the tweaks you don't want to mention right off the bat. I mean, you don't want to give away all your secrets right away, Chris. But,
yeah.
I think it's one of those that, you have a philosophy that's being taken place. You have a code that you live by regarding where your preparation, you're mentally and physically and emotionally prepared. You believe in the program. You believe in your coaches. The communication that's being set between the players and the coaches and on the field, off the field, is very vital to success. The coachability within the kids, being able to accept the constructive criticism. I mean, we have to do that every single day, even you and I, that we go, as far as our bosses and our leaders, hey, maybe we can do these things a little bit differently. And I think that's all about the teaching process to this. And teaching is coaching. Coaching is teaching. And what your role is, your work ethic, your attitude, your efforts, being loyal, being disciplined, being competitive every single day. But when it comes down to it, and what we want to establish, we're going to be passionate. We're going to be spirited. We are going to be relentless in how we play, in that no quit attitude. And, at the end of the day, people want to win. But you know what? Even with some of those big time losses, you still won, just because of your attitude that you have brought. And I think those are the biggest misconceptions, is, people can go 4-5, people can go 5-3, and all they see is the win-loss record. But at the end of the day, it's more than the wins and the losses. It's about the relationships that you have with your kids. It's the relationships that you have with your people. And I couldn't be more proud, to have those with, you know, coming back and being able to serve this community and this school district and this program.
Yeah, obviously, Coach, it shows your passion for the communities and the district there. And I'm sure that was that part of the driving force when you had the opportunity to step back into the CAM district here a few years ago? You wanted to be back in those communities?
Absolutely. I think it's, you know, when you get older and, you know, my years are starting to come a little by a little bit more faster than what I thought when I was younger. But you start to remember the past and what got you to where you needed to be. And I remember, you know, my parents, you know, being a driving force. I remember I'm a sibling of an older sister, and she is a factor. She's probably a little bit more competitive than I am, to be very honest with you. I think sometimes people don't realize that. But also, you know, being able to coach my son, but then also having the opportunity to be able to coach, you know, my family members now with Lane Speaker being going to be a junior next year is truly an awesome experience. And I will forever remember that because not too many people get an opportunity to do that. But I'm excited. I'm excited for players. I'm excited for other people. But, you know, I'm just the one person on the road. I think it takes a village, and we have a great great following and a great fan base and some great communities that will help us along the way.
Well, Coach, again, congratulations on taking over the reins there. We look forward to working with you and following your team, and we wish you the best of luck.
Well, thanks, Chris. Anytime, you know that. I'm here night and day.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's new CAM head football coach Barry Bauer here on KJN.